Vladimir Putin has endorsed Joe Biden for president. This is not a joke, by the way. This is from the Associated Press. Putin says Russia prefers Biden to Trump because he's more experienced and predictable, which is a diplomatic way of saying that Joe Biden is incompetent and weak. And of course, that's what you want in your opponent. Who is better for us, Biden or Trump? Biden. He is more experienced, more predictable. He is an old school politician. Oh, he's old, all right, but even more concerning is his rapidly declining cognitive abilities. Many 80-year-olds are still fairly sharp, but we all know about old Joe, and so his annual physical exam will not include a cognitive test. His handlers couldn't even allow him to sit down for the annual traditional pre-Super Bowl presidential interview, which even Democrat strategist James Carville admitted is a sign.
Yeah, it's a sign, all right. Going out of business.
Karine Jean-Pierre, one of old Joe's caretakers at the White House Senior Living Center, was asked about this, and here she is avoiding answering that question.
Does the White House think that the idea of the president taking a cognition test, a cognitive test, as a part of this physical is a legitimate idea, particularly just on the heels of the special counsel report, more polling, as my colleague Selena just mentioned, showing that many American people have concerns about that.
And how the report classified him as an elderly man with a poor memory.
Look, I got this question last week as well, and I'm just going to say Dr. O'Connor, it's kind of what he said to me about a year ago when the report came out last year, obviously on his physical, which is the president proves every day how he operates, how he thinks.
We know. That's why we're extremely concerned.
Right. But by dealing with world leaders, by making really difficult decisions on behalf of the American people, whether it's domestic, whether it's national security. And so he shows it every day on how he thinks, how he operates. And so that is how the Dr. O'Connor sees it. And that's how I'm going to leave it.
So, no, there will not be a test. But if he took one, it would look like this. Remember when the Operation Mockingbird mouthpieces were obsessing about Donald Trump's supposed concerning cognitive abilities, and then he aced the test, and then they got upset about that?
Last thing before we go tonight, he did it again today in Texas. He's still talking about his cognitive test.
He did a test. Did I ace it?
Yes, sir.
I aced it. And I'd like to see Biden ace it. He won't ace it. He'll get the first two. There's 35 questions, and the first two or three are pretty easy.
Maybe the animals.
They're the animals. Is this a lion, a giraffe? When he gets to around 20, he's going to have a little hard time. I think he's going to have a hard time with the first few, actually.
Oh, he certainly would, which is why he's not going to take the test. In fact, Don Lemon couldn't even pass the test. But we shouldn't really expect too much from CNN hosts. Remember this?
It's right here. It's cognitive assessment. It's a Montreal cognitive assessment.
What were the animal shapes?
Well, it's a lion, a hippo, and a camel.
Isn't that a rhino in the middle?
A rhino.
You don't even know a hippo from a rhino. You got no acuity, son.
I'm looking at it backwards.
You don't know a rhino
from a rhino.
From an
elephant. Sorry, yes. I'm looking at it backwards.
Why would that even matter? It would still look like a rhinoceros. It would just be facing the other direction. So Camelface Harris says she is ready to serve amid Joe Biden age concerns, which should actually concern us even more, because if Joe Biden is able to make it to the finish line of the 2024 presidential election, and if he, God forbid, wins, then you know that at some point within a few months or a year that he's going to have to step down, and that the diversity hire VP Kamala Harris would then be the first woman president in the United States.
And I'm vice president, and my name is Kamala Harris.
The reality is that this man is the president in name only. This guy is not running anything or making any decisions, period.
I don't want to choose my words.
I was just thinking, anyway,
I just look, I mean, Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah. It was in January, after being elected. The late January, early February. He said, it's not, we lead.
Okay, that's enough. And that's not even 1 minute into a 5 minute montage. Things are so bad that even Jon Stewart is mocking old Joe and was being funny doing it. He just returned to host The Daily Show on Monday this week for the first time in nearly a decade after stepping down because, well, the show was already on a decline, but after he stepped down, the show completely failed. And after the diversity hire retired, then they've just been having a revolving door of guest hosts, and the ratings continue to decline. So Jon Stewart is returning to host the show once a week through the election. And in his return on Monday, he was making fun of both sides, which, of course, angered the liberals. This from The Hollywood Reporter: Jon Stewart draws liberal anger for criticizing Biden, with many of them saying that they'll never forgive him. Here's just a small segment of the show, and while some of it was actually pretty funny, other parts were also extremely lame.
Press conference over! You didn't mess up! You did. No, don't stop! Wait, hold on! Hold on, sir, don't! No, you killed this! Take the W! What are you doing? Do not go!
And in case you missed it, it was after he returned to the podium to answer one more question during his primetime presidential address and press conference to combat the concerns about his age and failing memory that was outlined in the special counsel investigation into him mishandling classified documents, that he confused Egypt with Mexico. And now it appears there are two different factions in the Democrat Party, one that continues to gaslight and claim that everything's just fine, and the other, which wants to push him out the door and replace him with Gavin Newsom. Of course, they wouldn't replace him with Kamala Harris because everybody knows that they would lose, so if he's going to step down and be replaced, they're going to put it off on the delegates at the convention, and then that way Kamala wouldn't have to replace him on the ticket because that's just going to make the party look extremely weak. And so these are some recent editorials in the New York Times. The question is not if Biden should step down, it's how. The challenges of an aging president. Mr. President, ditch the stealth about the health. Just a few months ago, it would be unheard of for the New York Times to publish something like this, but in the span of just 2 days, they published a barrage of op-eds, all calling for Joe Biden to step aside. And now that the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, has been impeached by the House of Representatives, it's time for the House to reintroduce impeachment proceedings against old Joe because, well, old Joe is Mayorkas's boss, and old Joe has not just allowed but facilitated and encouraged the foreign invasion of the United States, which inspired my new Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt, which you should order from my online store, markdice.com. or click the link in the description below. And today, through the weekend, get 20% off by using the promo code IMPEACH. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code IMPEACH at the checkout to save 20% off today through this week. And check them out.